Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
It's good to be with you again. I know it's been a little while. I thought because we're starting with posture, that I kind of take a look at your posture as you sit in your chairs. See, and that's what happens. Everybody sit up straight. And I also thought I'd give you a little bit of a warm-up posture exercise. So hands up on those straight-up America things. Hands out to your side. And let's just kind of move those shoulders back and rotate those shoulder blades and kind of get our circulation going and get our chest open and feel good about the day. That's enough. Thank you very much. As far as disclosures, do I just click the mouse then? It doesn't seem to be moving. Okay, there is a delay. Okay. There we go. My presentation will include discussion of a posture practice online model developed by BodyZone. And I don't, they developed it specifically for us, but I thought I had to include it as a disclosure because I wasn't sure if they were using it anywhere else. So, just so you know that. All right, so we all know that good posture has been aligned with both mental and physical health, and that good posture does increase confidence, increases efficiency, promotes a sound body. Postural considerations have gone back hundreds of years, and this was a quote from the late 1800s about posture keeping up the spirits and banishing fear and depressing thoughts. From our perspective as chiropractors, we have lots of good evidence that poor posture is affiliated with neck pain, headaches, low back pain, GI complaints, and respiratory complaints. Concurrently, we also know that online concepts are being used to teach practical concepts, you know, in dentistry, plastic surgery, pharmacy, even in chiropractic, online modules are being used to teach what would historically be hands-on type of things. As for us at Northwestern, what we had a survey done about a year and a half ago, where most of our students at the T7 level felt that posture was an important part of chiropractic care. However, about almost half of that same group weren't sure that we're going to be using posture as part of practice on graduation. And so we looked at why that was, and we thought, well, perhaps one of the factors is about the confidence level they have in doing posture. Concurrently, though, as you all know, posture schedules tend to be pretty busy. And so we opted to take the online approach to a posture module within the health promotion course. The health promotion course is offered to TH students, so the third year students. They select one of four modules, and so they self-select into one of these four, of which posture is one of those. The posture module we chose to use, like I said, was one that was developed for us by a group that does a fair amount of posture work. It's a 15-hour online module that includes two live webinars, and then the students have also the option to do a live hands-on session, but that is not usually scheduled at the same time as the course is scheduled. That is usually scheduled separately once a year, and they can opt in or out of that as they see fit. Prior to offering the course in the winter and summer term, we ran a survey on student perceptions of the course. As you might expect, there was no compensation and no obligations. The student did both a pre-test and a post-test before and after taking that course. And what I'd like to do then is spend the rest of my time just quickly going through what we learned from the survey. Some of this is what you might expect. As far as posture being an important factor in low back pain, most of the students agree that it is. Posture being an important factor in neck pain, most agree that it is as well. Posture being an important factor, not being an important factor in wellness, most disagree, but we were surprised that there was what we consider a significant number of students who didn't necessarily agree that posture and wellness went hand in hand, which, again, like I said, came as a bit of a surprise. Posture and successful aging, most people agree with that. Most of our students agreed with that. Posture in managing headaches, most of our students felt that that was also in agreement. And sports performance, as expected, it is an important factor. And most of our students, as we learned from that first survey, also agree that posture can be addressed by a chiropractor. But there were still a significant number, we thought, who felt after the course even, that posture shouldn't be addressed by a chiropractor. And as far as doctors of chiropractic as posture experts, the majority do agree that we are posture experts, but again, it wasn't unanimous, which also came as a bit of a surprise. And a pretty significant number who still felt, even after the course, that we are not posture experts and not necessarily the best people to deal with posture either. Posture and general exercise, perhaps because they were told this as part of the module, a significant number of students felt after the course that posture and general exercise was not enough to influence posture, but you needed posture-focused exercise to influence posture. Now, just to pull back and say that the group who developed the course for us are a group that does posture work constantly. They have protocols established for posture. And so our students, I think, may have been influenced by that in some way to come away feeling like you need all posture-focused exercises in order to be successful with posture. So, our students definitely, even with an online module, felt like they came away with a better understanding of posture biomechanics. They also came away feeling like they had a better understanding of how to do proper postural assessments, and also felt that they were able to functionally improve posture, both theirs and others. I feel confident in my ability to correct postural problems. Most agreed, but not necessarily all across the board. And this is just duplicated in this second component. But then again, as the original question about those choosing to use posture in chiropractic practice, most of the students who concluded the course were willing to do posture in chiropractic practice. However, there were a couple of students who, after the course, who went in thinking they were going to do posture, who changed their minds and decided that it was not the right place, the chiropractic practice was not the right place for it. So what did we learn? We learned that students' confidence in their understanding of posture biomechanics does increase. We learned that their confidence in their ability to improve posture and postural problems does increase as well. And we learned that this online approach might be an effective strategy in enhancing student confidence in their abilities as posture experts. There were significant limitations to this first survey. One of that was the size of the cohort. We used only students where we had both pre and post names for those who had completed the survey. And when we looked at both pre and post names, we were down to about 30 students, between 20 and 30 students. We also did not give them a practical examination. We only gave them a hands-on examination, and so you might expect that we use these assessments to determine if they could really understand practical principles. We didn't test whether they could actually use those practical principles in a hands-on learning environment. And so our next steps are to do just that, is to give them a scenario where we actually do test whether they have learned these enough to be able to implement them in practice. We know that they're more willing, we know that they feel more confident, but we don't know that they can actually do it in an effective way. And last but not least, to continue to conduct this survey with students from further trimesters to see how they do. I want to just take a few minutes to acknowledge those who helped in the putting this together, Pam Anderson and Kate Quayle. And then we used, like I said, Dr. Weiniger's posture. He developed the posture module for us. Those are my references. And are we allowing questions now or at the end? Okay. Thank you.